The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything.
And we do mean everything.
Yes, even that. Yep, and that too.
Oh, you bet. Definitely that.
Now here's everything you want to know, host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh. You see, he can be sweet sometimes, too, in his fake way.
In his way.
So, Albin, today, actually in a couple minutes, we're going to interview a huge film director. The name of the film that we're just to prepare you folks this weekend, a movie called The Last Full Measure is coming out in theaters. It's rated R, so not for the kids, but it is a picture that basically deals with the Vietnam War.
Yes, right.
And the director of it and the writer is Todd Robinson. He has assembled a cast.
Oh, boy.
That it actually cracks me up. I was like reading this. I said, could this be real? Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer. Hey, folks.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer. Yeah. I was once in a room at a Christmas party with Christopher Plummer, like about 25 years ago.
Just the two of
them? At a house in Connecticut. Oh. And I was like, you know, going to get a, I don't know, a beer or a Diet Coke or whatever I drank in those days from the bar. And I look over and it's Christopher Plummer. And I said, what the? How can that be?
He did play Dracula at one point, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Oh. But Christopher Plummer, I think you're thinking maybe of George Hamilton. Yes, and my tan.
I'd get them all mixed up.
My tan is a George Hamilton tan. But no, Christopher Plummer played the captain in The Sound of Music.
Ah, yes, that's right.
Right?
That was the big, yeah.
So I remember being at this party and thinking, that's Christopher Plummer. And 25 or more years ago, I was still too shy to go up to somebody like that. Today,
Dracula, the hills are alive with The Sound of Music.
That was actually, that was good. That was good. We're going to do a parody at some point. The Sound of Music starring Dracula.
Okay.
That was good. That was good.
Well, let's keep going.
Okay. So Samuel Jackson, Christopher Plummer, Ed Harris.
Oh, you're right.
Diane Ladd. I mean, these are big names. William Hurt.
Yes.
But here's the biggest. Peter Fonda, no longer with us. I was not a fan of Peter Fonda, but the fact that he's in this film. Amy Madigan. All these names are, you know, people from our era, but there are other people in the film.
Yeah.
Sebastian Stan.
Yes.
Jeremy Irvine, Bradley Whitford. These are all, you
and,
know,
and
people.
And Todd Robinson had to wrangle them all and get the cast together and do a great
Anyway,
movie.
we're gonna ask him about this, but it's one of these. People know that I've written all these books about heroes. And when you read about a hero, it's inspiring. This is a film about a hero.
That's right.
So I'm just I'm excited to talk to Todd Robinson. I also want to say, Monday, we're going to be airing an interview I did with Bobby Lopez. This is one of the most important interviews I think I've done because it was a stunning conversation. He was sexually abused by older boys. when he was 13 years old. They got him drunk. They had been sort of pulled into this lifestyle by older men. It's one of these horrible stories. And he ends up spending a lot of time. I can't even talk about some of it. In that world, prostituting himself. Horrible, horrible, horrible for drugs. Like the whole thing, you think this seems like it's made up. Anyway, he cleans up his act. It was cancer.
Yeah.
And he eventually reconnects with his father.
Yeah. And he's been married for 20 years now.
Married 20 years, has two kids, and he's a seminary professor, right?
Right.
But the seminary that he spoke at, the reason we're having him on the show is that Southwestern Seminary, where I spoke a few years ago, they fired him because he refused to shut up about talking about sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Now, I think I gathered from our conversation that part of that has to do with there were some sexual abuse issues in the Southern Baptist Convention that's affiliated with Southwestern, and they just didn't want anybody to. Whatever it was, they pushed him out. And I find this scandalous. So I thought it'd be interesting to see if we can get him on here. John Zmirak mentioned him. But the story of Bobby Lopez, it's a cautionary tale on every level. It's interesting on every level. And he talks about the stuff that evidently we're not supposed to talk about. Mm-hmm. And in America, that makes me very angry. When somebody says, you're not supposed to talk about that, I say, says who in America? In America, we're allowed to talk about all kinds of things.
You'd
and
think
so when
so.
Somebody says, no, you can't talk about that, you can't talk. I think, are you joking in the land of the free? So he bravely shares his story. And I have to say, if you care about human beings, whether you yourself call yourself gay or straight or whatever, if you care about people, you should care about the facts, and you should care about helping people to do what they want to do. If they want to be in a lifestyle or out of a lifestyle, you know, you really need to honor them with the facts and with listening to their stories and stuff. So his story, I've never heard anything like it. So we're going to air it on this program on Monday. We may put the video out ahead of that. We've never done that before.
Right. So,
but I got to say, Bobby Lopez's story, stay tuned. We've also had on recently a couple of we've had amazing people on. We had Denise McAllister, who also talked about stuff that you're sort of not supposed to talk about, the conversation about the sexes.
And Rebecca Bender on.
Rebecca Bender.
Yes.
That was Monday, right?
That was Monday's
okay,
show.
Okay. So we aired that 2 days ago. She was sexually trafficked. And if you think that the world of Las Vegas and escorts and all that stuff is not as dark as it is, it is so dark. She tells her story. So anybody who ever thinks, oh, I think it'd be fun to go to Vegas and, oh, yeah, they have escort services. Let me tell you something. Behind that, folks, is satanic. Yeah. It is satanic, horrible abuse of people. It is so horrible. So we aired that on Monday. And I want to say
go to the YouTube channel, Eric Metaxas Show, and you can see the interview there.
That's right. We aired that on Monday. She's got a book out. But her story, the story of Denise McAllister, the story of Bobby Lopez, that's literally why I do this program, because I don't think you have an opportunity to hear stories like this. They just don't get out there. The conservative media treats them no differently than the mainstream liberal media. They just kind of avoid this stuff because it's uncomfortable. But there are people whose lives depend on hearing these truths. And so to me, it's a privilege. It's literally why I have the microphone and these cameras here. So I want to encourage you to listen to the interview we did with Rebecca Bender, to listen to the interview I did with Denise McAllister and Bobby Lopez. Unbelievable. So you have to go to our YouTube channel. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can subscribe.
Yes, you can.
Speaking of which, even easier, if you have an email address, sign up for our weekly newsletter. I keep saying this because, like, even my relatives and friends are like, no, I don't think I get that.
Yeah.
It just tees up every single interview, like, right there. You just click on it, and there it is. And anything else that we try to communicate, you may miss a segment. You may not be listening right now. And but then if you're not listening now, then you wouldn't know to sign up for the newsletter.
Sign up anyway,
if you're not listening.
No, just sign
even
up.
If you're not listening.
Just do it.
Please. Okay, we are
CSI. This is a good dovetail to
We're approaching the end of our campaign with CSI at the end of this month, which is like in 8 days. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't participated, I promise you, if you give anything to CSI, you're going to get more out of giving than you can imagine, because you are participating in one of the human rights issues of our time, freeing people from actual slavery. I want to encourage you. Our website is MetaxasTalk.com. My website is EricMetaxas.com. That's where you sign up for our newsletter. But if you want radio stuff and you want this CSI link, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. I got to tell you, we have freed well over 1,000 slaves as a result of you, my audience, giving generously. It doesn't matter what you can give. You know that every amount will contribute to freeing slaves. CSI is an extraordinary organization. When we come back, we've got Todd Robinson talking about his movie. In Hour 2, Stephen Strang, he wrote a book on Trump and the 2020 election and evangelicals. Wow, that's the third rail in politics. We never talk about that on this program. And, of course, later on we have John Zemirak.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're going to stay tuned for John Zemirak at least. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no young. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey there, folks. That's Electric Light Orchestra. I'm Eric Metaxas. This is the show about everything, and everything includes film. I have the privilege right now of speaking with the director of an important film, not least because it's a very important story. The film opens this Friday. It's called The Last Full Measure. The director and writer of this film is Todd Robinson. Todd, welcome to the program.
Good to be here, Eric.
You know, if people know nothing about this film, except that it's set in the Vietnam War, and that you have a cast that is absolutely spectacular. I was just reading it. I thought Christopher Plummer, my goodness, William Hurt, Ed Harris, Samuel Jackson, Peter Fonda in his last role ever, Diane Ladd, Amy Madigan, tremendously wonderful cast. How did you come to make this film? Tell us the story, because, and first of all, tell my audience, what is the film about? I only said it's set in Vietnam. Tell us, if you would.
Sure. Well, not to mention Sebastian Stan, who is the leading man in the movie, and Jeremy Irvine, who actually plays the subject of the movie. An incredible cast. The Last Full Measure is a story about a battle in Vietnam called Operation Abilene, April 11th, 1966, wherein Charlie Company of the Big Red One was surrounded and ambushed by 700 hardened Viet Cong fighters. There were only 134 Americans. And in the midst of this triple canopy jungle firefight, they were unable to be rescued or airlifted out because there was no place for an LZ. So an Air Force pararescue man aboard an Air Force helicopter came in, and named William Pitzenbarger, who volunteered to go down, triage and rescue these men, get them out of that area. And in the end, waved off the last helicopter for his own escape and safety, stayed with them, and ended up dying along with many of those American fighters.
I mean, when anybody hears a story like this, we're just stunned by the heroism of, quote unquote, ordinary people like this. It's just a stunning thing. But then I'm doubly stunned that I haven't heard this story. How did you come to know this story?
Well, it was really luck. I had been hired by Warner Brothers to write another movie on Air Force pararescue, that career field, and I didn't really know that much about it. And I had asked to travel through what's called the pipeline, which is their training syllabus. And as I was going through each one of these schools, the young airmen all wanted to make sure that I knew who this guy, William Hart Pitzenbarger, was, because he was really the patron saint of their career field. And I listened patiently over and over again as they shared the story with me. And I was already, you know, wrapped up in a project, and I didn't really think I wanted to make a movie solely about a battle. But it was when I finally got to the end of that cycle and met Mr. Pitzenbarger, William's father, and heard him speak about the things that he lamented in terms of the loss of a child, that it became very personal for me. I was not old enough to go to Vietnam, but I was close enough that my parents were worried about it. And I, of course, then reflected on my own children and thought how terrible and impossible it would be, frankly, to lose one of them in a cause that was so conflicted in terms of, you know, policy in this country. And so once I heard a parent speak in terms of their own grief about the loss of a child, I knew that there was a story to tell about the families of the people that support our warriors.
I have to say again that, you know, the cast of the film, I'm familiar only with the older actors, but the king of the crop here is Christopher Plummer, who plays the father, is it, of Pitzenbarger?
Correct.
What an extraordinary thing that Christopher Plummer, now in his late 80s, I guess, is still acting. A genius.
Yeah, and he was just amazing in Knives Out, if you haven't had a chance to see that movie yet. It's a real fun movie.
Yes,
he's terrific in it. Yeah.
I'm planning to. It seems rare to me that there are a number of films that I actually want to see. Obviously, now this is one of them. Now, this is a tough film. It's rated R. Now, you also wrote this. You didn't just direct it. You wrote it.
Yeah.
It seems to me this has to be something of a labor of love for you.
Well, it was, and not for the reasons you might think. First of all, I should say that what the movie really is, it takes place in the near present, and it follows Sebastian Stan's character, who's a young Washington bureaucrat tasked with reinvestigating this lack of valor on behalf of this man, as proposed to him by the veterans whom he saved. And it's really about his transformation from a man of total self-interest to a man of sacrifice, like the young man that he is investigating. And the men, that's who Christopher Plummer plays the father, but William Hurt, Samuel L. Jackson, John Savage, Ed Harris, they play the veterans. And the actual veterans who I met along the way in order to write the screenplay all became very good friends of mine, and I became committed to them. And so the labor of love part of it was really my partner Sidney Sherman and I becoming entirely committed to those men. And we, of course, never thought it was going to take 20 years to make this movie. It really came together relatively quickly in the beginning and then just bogged down. And we started to lose these veterans, and Mrs. Pitzenbarger was getting older and older, and we just, you know, stuck with it until we sort of by sheer force of will made it happen.
Yeah, that's something that wasn't clear to me, that it took that long to get this film made. You hear about this over and over and over. I'm finally involved in bringing one of my books, Bonhoeffer, to the screen. And if somebody had told me that we'd be 7 years into it, I would say, no. Not in this case. But you hear this over and over, how hard it is to get a film made. What was it that broke through finally, that you would not only get it made, but with such a spectacular cast?
Well, that it really is the answer, is the cast. When you bring something to the fore that is not, does not look on a corporate quarterly spreadsheet like it's a sure thing, it's almost impossible. And you know, Martin Scorsese was talking recently about, you know, the plague of the Marvel Universe and all of that. And in the old days, we would have these tentpole movies that would provide financial cover for the more risky, you know, artful movies. But today, it's not like that at all. It's become so corporate that it's just almost impossible to get these smaller movies.
It's like it's tent poles as far as the eye can see, and I don't like tent poles.
Yeah, and exhibited in a movie theater, because there's this thing that we're losing. I mean, everybody points to the streaming, you know, the Netflix, et cetera, as the new place, a new home for these films. But when you're sitting in front of a computer, as I am right now, watching something, and I've got my telephone here, and I'm distracted. I'm a distracted viewer. When you make a commitment to go and sit with strangers willfully in a dark room to have a common experience, something really magical happens. It's the tradition of sitting around the campfire and telling stories. And we're losing that. And this new generation isn't even aware of it unless it's some huge event. So those are old timers, the dinosaurs like me, who are still around. You know, we're really trying to fight to create the environment so that the audience can experience it the way it was meant to be seen.
Yeah, it's interesting. You hear about that a lot. And I thought it was interesting that Scorsese made those comments. It takes somebody of his stature in the film business to get away with that. And, of course, he doesn't get away with it because people attacked him. But I think that, you know, for adults, you do begin to feel like they're not making films for adults anymore. They're aiming at the 17-year-old or something like that. And something is lost. If that's what the free market has given us, you know, maybe we need to rethink how the business works. So I'm just glad that you were able to get this done and to get these huge A-list actors on board. It's an extraordinary thing. I know it's opening this weekend, and opening weekends are important, which is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on here before the weekend comes. We're going to ask you to stick around and to keep the conversation going. But folks, in the meantime, I am talking to the writer and director of The Last Full Measure. It's a big film, rated R, opening up this weekend, this Friday. Check it out. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Tell me truly.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump impeachment trial has resumed in the Senate. There will be another day of prosecution statements by House managers. President Trump's legal team gets their turn to present a defense, likely on Saturday. President Trump traveling to South Florida this afternoon to attend the Republican Party's winter meetings. And tomorrow will participate in the March for Life in Washington. The World Health Organization says a viral illness in China that has sickened hundreds of people is not yet a global health emergency. The decision came after Chinese authorities moved to lock down three cities and canceled major events in the capital, Beijing, during the Lunar New Year holiday period. The virus has claimed 17 lives, one case reported in the U.S. in Washington state. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 41. The Nasdaq is up a dozen. This is SRN News.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're a homeowner, I've got great news that could save you money. In response to rising home prices, federal housing officials have stepped in to help make mortgages more affordable. Here's how. Some mortgage loans with specific maximum amounts are backed by government agencies, and those borrowers receive lower interest rates because the government insures them. But now the government is expanding the limits of these types of loans by 10%. Or higher. So what does that mean for you? It means a lot of people with mortgages will now qualify for lower interest rates because of this government expansion, and they don't even know it. So how do you know if you qualify? Easy. Just speak with one of our loan agents and ask if your mortgage now qualifies for a lower interest rate because of expanding loan limits.
For a free quote, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-459-7044. That's 800-459-7044. 800-459-7044.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to the writer, director of a big film opening this weekend, The Last Full Measure. It's the true story of a Vietnam War hero, William Pitzenbarger. Extraordinary story. Todd, if you tell us, you say that you set this kind of in the present with somebody investigating the life of this hero who died in 1966 in Vietnam. And he kind of bumps up, in other words, the person today doing the investigation bumps up against some things and ends up putting his career on the line to tell the truth. What is it? What are these nefarious forces that are pitted against him and the legacy of this Vietnam hero?
Well, this is all really rooted in what actually happened. And when I say the future, this really all took place in 1999. And what had happened was... It became clear to the veterans of Operation Abilene who were trying to get this medal reconsideration before Congress that Mr. Pitzenbarger had been stricken with terminal cancer. And so they wanted to make sure that this happened before he passed. So that sort of was kerosene on the fire. And then it was an interesting political time because Whit Peters was the Secretary of the Air Force at that point. He had worked for Cheney when Cheney was, I think, Bush 1's Secretary of Defense, and he had stayed on with Clinton. So he was a non-political appointee. And so now this was the famous Bush 2 v. Gore, the hanging Chad election, you'll recall.
Yeah.
And in that fall, this was about to go before Congress, and Whit Peters, everyone assumed that he would stick around because he was a nonpartisan. He'd worked for both of these administrations.
Right.
And what happened was he had decided he needed to go back and actually make a living and go back to private practice as an attorney. And that threw the Department of the Air Force into a bit of a employment tizzy, because if you're one of these civilians working within the Pentagon for an appointee, when they leave, all their people leave.
Wow.
So Scott Huffman finds himself suddenly facing unemployment at the very moment Whit Peters asked him to investigate this case. And so therein creates a whole lot of wonderful dramatic conflict. And this was all really happening. And so I just sort of took it and adapted it. And then my personal interviews with a lot of the dialogue in the movie actually comes directly from the transcripts of my interviews with the veterans. And so... answer the second part of your question, there really was an interesting question as to why Pitzenbarger didn't get the Medal of Honor back in 1966 when these mud soldiers put him up for it. It had gone all the way up the chain of command from Saigon all the way to the White House and was before Johnson and McNamara, and it got kicked back down as an Air Force Cross. Interestingly, another Medal of Honor was awarded for one of the ground soldiers, a guy named James Robinson, in the same battle. The final analysis is that we think it was decided on some level that if they put two Medal of Honors on the same battle, which was a really bad day for the American military, that it would end up on the cover of Time magazine. And they just didn't want to draw that kind of attention to it. So they just sort of brushed it aside. And he was an enlisted airman who almost never get recognized for valor. So in the end, it seems that that's the best answer we can come up with.
That's extraordinary. I mean, just the fact that you did the digging to kind of look into this. I mean, it's ugly sometimes the way things go, isn't it? I mean, you know, we believe in meritocracy and stuff, but politics intervenes. We're in a fallen world. But what an extraordinary thing that because the character played by Christopher Plummer, the father of this hero, is dying, that these men go to bat for this. It's extraordinary to me.
I guess I wanted to ask you, do we have any clue what it was about Pitzenberger that made him do this? Because it really is an extraordinary thing when someone literally gives their life for other men.
Well, that's a fantastic question. First of all, Air Force Pararescueman's credo is these things we do that others may live. And they're trained, and it comes from a culture of commitment where they will trade their life for yours. That being said, in mythology, you know, we're constantly examining and reexamining what we call the hero act. Why is it that some men are running into the burning building while others are running out? And it's something that it's a story we tell over and over again. And if you go back to, say, Carl Jung, he might explain it as the recognition of that silver thread, that thing that connects us all, the something consciousness.
The collective unconscious.
Collective unconscious. Thank you. And so there are these moments in where there's tremendous stress, combat certainly being one of them, where some people recognize that there is something bigger at work, at play, and they are able to work through and press through their fear and that instinct for their own survival in order to save others, because on some level they recognize that they are connected to that thing in a profound way.
Todd, we're going to a hard break here. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to the writer-director of The Last Full Measure, opening this weekend. Don't go away. Albin, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you pretend that I'm a very close friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I'm someone you could really trust to give you good advice. Just pretend.
Okay.
So if you could do that, let me ask you, what have you stopped doing in your life that you enjoyed because of aches and pains that you've been experiencing in your feet, legs, maybe your neck or back? Could it be simply from aging, exercise, everyday living? Now, by the way, this is not just for you, Albin. It's for everybody. But the point is, are you going to procrastinate and not consider Relief Factor, even though thousands of people who took my advice, including family members, are taking it every day? Now, look, this Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor, they know a lot of people are skeptical at first, and I was too. That's why they have dramatically discounted the three-week quick start pack to only $19.95. Normally, it would cost $64.95.
Wow.
They did that because they're convinced if you try it, it'll work and you'll order more. Go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. Honestly, it works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code Eric. If you don't use the code Eric, you don't get the discount. Check it out. Boy, I hate to interrupt Karen Carpenter, but I'm trying to do a talk show here, folks. I'm talking to the writer-director of what sounds like an absolutely spectacular film, The Last Full Measure, rated R. It's a tough story about a spectacular hero in Vietnam. I have to ask you, Todd, you are now involved with the Save a Warrior Foundation. Was that as a result of working on this film?
Happy accident. I found it doing research on another project. But Save a Warrior is, I've currently sit on the board of directors, and it is a suicide prevention group where we take usually around 12 veterans and first responders, and we put them through a five-day cohort where we put them through a lot of exercise work, create a safe space, and try to get them through trauma. And it's been wildly successful. We've put over 1,000 people through it now, and I think we've only lost 2 to suicide.
That is amazing. You know, obviously one of the reasons I'm excited about this film is that there's so many people in America who do not understand the price that is paid for our freedom. We take it for granted as though this is a normal state of affairs. And if you travel around the world, you realize this is very far from a normal state of affairs, and that there are people who suffer and die in order to keep us free. Pitzenberger is at the top of the list. But all the folks you're dealing with in this foundation, I mean, the price that they have paid, it's just whopping, and we need to recognize it. And I just love the fact that you've made a film that helps us to do that.
Well, thank you. The film really does open up a pathway to conversation and communication. And because these traumas are so shame-based, we really do need a way in to begin to talk about it. And the film seems to be effective in that way. The audiences are very reactive and open to conversation afterwards.
What are some of the other films that you have made over the years? I don't want to read down the list. I'd rather that you tell us. What are some of the projects you've been involved with?
Sure. I started off making documentary films, won an Emmy for one. And then my first big film was a movie called White Squall that Ridley Scott directed. Then I went on to do Lonely Hearts with John Travolta, James Gandolfini, Laura Dern, Jared Leto. And then I did a movie a few years ago called Phantom with Ed Harris and David Duchovny, William Fichtner, and this, and lots of television and other things. I've been doing it for 30 years.
Well, it's funny. I was, you know, going through sort of, you know, your list of your accomplishments. And when I bumped into the last part, it says you're an experienced acrobatic pilot. I said, wait a second. Is this a typo? I said, I have to ask you about this. Not a lot of people on this program are experienced acrobatic pilots. So I thought I would ask you about that. How in the world do you find yourself becoming not just a pilot, but an acrobatic pilot?
Well, that's a good question. It really had to do with I bought an airplane that was an Italian, sort of a Ferrari-ish airplane. It's a military-style airplane called a Marchetti. And I just started bumping into the culture of retired Air Force and Marine Navy pilots. And the next thing you know, they sort of sucked me into this culture where we were doing air combat. And in order to do that, you have to learn how to formation fly and fly aerobatics. And so now I fly military airplanes, and I fly with some of the best guys in the world. And I've been blessed by sort of getting the education that most taxpayers have to pay to get these guys trained up. Those guys have trained me up over probably 15 years, and it's my great passion.
Were you where'd you grow up as a kid?
I grew up in rural Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania. Were you interested in planes as a kid, or is this something later in life?
Well, it's funny. I was interested in airplanes, and I had an opportunity. An adult could have taken me for an airplane ride and didn't. Looked at my long hair and kind of said, yeah, I don't think you have it, kid. And I didn't pick it up until I was almost 30. And so I wonder what might have happened had that person taken me for an airplane ride back in the day.
You might not be an acrobatic pilot today. Who knows? I just think it's extraordinary that that you're doing that in your spare time. I know now you're promoting this movie, The Last Full Measure. What are some of the projects you're looking forward to in the future?
Well, that's a good question. I wish I had an answer for you. I have a few things that I'm developing. I have a book series and some other things. But frankly, it has just been sort of overwhelming to launch this film and to make sure that it gets all the care that it deserves. So I have a couple of more weeks, and then I'll be on my way.
You'll be on your way to work on other stuff. But, I mean, again, the cast is extraordinary. I just have to ask you, Christopher Plummer, how old is he now? I mean, I think he's in his late 80s, isn't he?
Mid to late 80s, yes.
He's not as old as Clint Eastwood. That's all that matters, right? So these guys are just working like at the peak of their craft. It's an extraordinary thing. It's really inspirational to any of us who are younger to think that you could continue to work at your craft at that level. You know, well into your 80s. And I don't know, is Eastwood 89 this year or something like that? But it's just extraordinary to me. He doesn't seem to be interested in slowing down.
Well, it's not like we know less. I think it has to do with stamina and being blessed with good health. I mean, and if your mind is sharp and, you know, you're still interested, you have intellectual curiosity, you know, you can just keep going.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Now, are you allowed to share like what the budget is on this film? I don't know if that's a question you're not supposed to ask people.
No, I can answer that. Almost enough.
That's funny. I get that. Yeah, there's never enough. Well, I'm hoping that you have a big weekend. I will just say that you know, echoing what you said earlier and what Scorsese has said, I think people are hungry for adult films. And especially ones that tell the stories of heroes. We need the stories of heroes. A lot of my writing, I've written about heroes. I think that our culture is hungry for that. And so I just want to say thank you for telling the story of a hero in The Last Full Measure. And good luck with it.
Thank you, Eric. All the best.
My pleasure.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns.
Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House prosecutors are spending a second full day of arguments today, mostly rehashing the points they've already made in the president's impeachment trial.
Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them, then tell them what you told them. That high school composition teaching seems to have caught on with House impeachment managers. Congressman Adam Schiff even warning some weary-looking senators in his opening remarks that by necessity, what he called some repetition would be needed to clarify the charges against President Trump. If the looks on many senators' faces is any indication, however, it's doubtful further elaboration on the articles will change any minds, still less convince any Republicans that President Trump should be removed from office. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump traveling to South Florida this afternoon to attend the Republican Party's winter meetings. Tomorrow, the president will participate in the March for Life in Washington. He will be the first president to appear in person. This is SRN News.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
Alvin, I hardly noticed you there.
No, I didn't.
Did you know
you.
That today's Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Here's my question. In outer space, mm-hmm. is it Thursday?
Depends on how far out you are.
Like if you're on Pluto, is it still Thursday?
Oh, well, that far out, no.
Isn't that interesting?
No, it's Saturday.
Or maybe it's not that interesting. We've been talking to the director of a movie that is coming out. Is it tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow. This weekend. Yeah, I guess it's tomorrow.
Does the movie have a title?
Yes. The Last Full Measure.
Can you believe I've been just talking to the director and I forget the title? The Last Full Measure that's opening tomorrow. Okay. In a moment, we're going to be talking to our friend Stephen Strang. Mm-hmm. Actually, before we talk to Stephen Strang, we get to talk to John Zmirak. In a moment, the great John Zmirak will be on this program. I got to tell you, it doesn't get better than Zmirak.
Yeah, and he's talking about a strange article titled Eat More Mexicans.
Yeah, wait till you hear about this one. So that's in just a couple of minutes. But before we end this hour, which we're calling hour number one on Thursday, I want to remind you, we just have a few days left in our campaign for CSI. They are freeing slaves in Sudan. Now, folks, there's no way to get around it. CSI needs our help to do their work. But the fact that we would even be able to be a part of what they're doing, it's an extraordinary privilege to be able to give a little money to CSI. I just hope that all my regular listeners will be involved. It doesn't matter what you give. I just want to say that. It's just that you give something. So go to our website, metaxastalk.com, and you'll see the banner for CSI. It really is important. Now, by the way, it was our friend Kevin McCullough who pointed out that let's say you say, oh, I don't have $250. He said you can give per month. Mm-hmm. So if you say, well, you know what? I'll give $20 a month. you know, at the end of a year, that's $240. I would say that if you can give a small amount per month, that's amazing. $25 a month obviously puts you well over. In 10 months, you've already done it. So how about that? Mm-hmm. If you thought this is too much, surely if you make it part of your budget for the month, it's almost nothing.
Right.
And you're affecting lives, folks. Mm-hmm. It's
$250, real. You free a human being.
I mean, I just want to say that, you know, if you look really closely at this, it's so horrifying. It's hard for us. That's the problem. It's hard for us. We just want to ignore it. But I want to say that the good news is when you give something, you are turning the tables on evil. The idea that we are able to do something about this is stunning. I mean, there's so much terrible, there's so much evil in the world. You can't do anything about it. You can pray. But the idea is that here you can actually make a way for people to be freed from genuine slavery, from these horrors. You have the power to do that, folks. And I would say, please take advantage of it. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Some of you maybe would rather call. I'll leave you with the number. We'll come back with John Zmirak. But before you hear Zmirak, you could do this. It will just take you a moment. Please, here's the phone number, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. I want to say again, this is a holy privilege for us to be able to be involved in doing something this beautiful. Actual lives, actual people are being changed forever because of your gifts. 888-253-3522. Thank you.